Detective Steve McCulloch. It's 12:38 hours on Saturday, April 15th. I'm here with paramedic with AMR.
Correct.
And I have your paramedic number.
Correct.
Okay. How do you manage that one?
The state gave it to me. Okay. I didn't manage it myself.
Okay. So basically, I'm here to talk with about your response to the officer-involved shooting.
Okay.
At Ventura Street. Right. Off of Palm on April 9th, and I wasn't here that day. I was out of state, actually, but my understanding was around 6:30 in the morning. Do you recall?
Yeah, it was. We were just getting ready to get up and go off shift.
And in speaking with my understanding is your shift was the day prior from 7 in the morning till the 9th.
Till the 9th at 7 a.m.
Okay. And if you could kind of just go over what happened when you received the call, when you responded, what you saw and did at the scene.
We got the call probably around 6:30. Okay. We were already up. We were getting ready for shift change. We saw that it was a gunshot victim.
Okay.
And there was nothing about staging, so usually they tell us to stage.
Right.
Okay. So we verbally asked on the radio to confirm that it was clear and we didn't need to stage, and they said confirmed it was clear.
All right.
So we weren't told anything else, but when we arrived, there were probably five or six other squad cars all facing, I guess, west on Ventura Street.
Police or?
Yeah, police cars.
Okay.
I believe all Santa Paula. I couldn't tell you for sure.
Okay.
So we wove our way as close as we could get and parked behind the fire, or in front of the fire engine, and walked up.
Okay.
We didn't bring anything yet because we weren't sure what we had.
Okay.
Our supervisor was already there, and he had all of his equipment that we would normally use for a first response, the advanced life support. So he had already gotten on scene, and he was standing over the person on the ground who was face up, a lot of blood, and not moving. And we had asked him, you know, if he had already assessed, and he said, yeah, I'm not getting anything, but we have to put him on a cardiac monitor.
Okay.
So we have a trainee, so I stand back. I didn't do anything or touch the body.
Okay.
I didn't assess the patient. I just asked him put him on the cardiac monitor to see if we had a rhythm.
Okay.
And then I looked at the monitor. There's a certain cutoff. If we see complexes or beats, even though we may not get a pulse, if we see beats over 30 a minute, we're supposed to continue care. If it's under 30 a minute and it's a known adult over 18, in a traumatic scenario, we can decide not to resuscitate. That's our county policy.
Okay.
So even though the number on the monitor showed, I think, in the low 30s, the complexes, as they marched out, you could see were much slower. So I asked him to what we call run a strip, which is to actually print out a piece of paper that shows those complexes.
Okay.
And they turned out to be around 20. So we decided that that was going to be where we drew the line and not consider any further care.
And you say we, are you meaning you or all?
All of us together. Okay. Yeah. We all jointly made a decision.
Okay.
That's what we saw, and it met our policy to not try resuscitation at that point.
Okay.
And knowing it was a crime scene, I wasn't even aware it was an officer-involved shooting. I just know it was a crime scene.
Okay, so the call you got?
Just gunshot victim.
Okay.
I had no idea that an officer involved until I came back.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah, we didn't ask a lot of questions.
Sure.
There was a lot. I mean, we answered other officers' questions, but we didn't ask a lot of questions.
Okay.
We were trying to just kind of stand back and not muddle up the crime scene.
Okay.
I know we don't watch where we walk and where we put things.
Right.
So I didn't really ask any more questions. So we backed off the scene, and I don't even remember what officer from Santa Paula came up to us and started getting our names and our ID numbers.
Okay.
And that was really about all that was asked of me.
Okay.
The only thing I asked of someone when we first drove up is if we did need to transport, could someone move one of the police cars was kind of blocking, and I thought if we actually had to transport, it would be easier if they could move it so we could get through.
Okay. And were you driving that?
I'm the driver, yes.
And is that your normal assignment, or is it
Yes, rotate? When we have a trainee, I'm driving because he's the FTO.
Okay, gotcha.
Normally we rotate.
Okay. And then did you hear, it sounds like The answer is no, but I have to ask this question. Did you hear any of the officers say anything about what happened?
Nothing.
Did the victim make any statement whatsoever? It doesn't sound like he was able to speak.
No.
Okay. Did you notice any witnesses or anybody else, civilians on the street, that said what happened?
No, I didn't hear anybody say anything. We just had several people come up and ask if they could get out to work because we had blocked the street.
Got it. Okay.
There wasn't any conversation that I can recall that had anything to do with what happened.
Okay, and so this, I understand you got back here and still didn't
know. I still didn't know what had happened. What really had happened. So,
do you recall seeing anything? Well, let's go to the positioning of the victim. You said he was on his back on the ground. Do you remember what direction his head was versus his feet?
His head was, it was like he was lying across the street. So that would, if Ventura's east-west, it was, his head was more south-pointing, and I know his feet were more north-pointing, and he was face-up.
And based on my understanding and speaking with other people, there was a police vehicle nearby. Do you recall a police vehicle being nearby the body?
I remember a lot of police vehicles. Okay. I couldn't tell you how close in proximity there was.
Did you see any weapons or any other items that were on the ground?
I know there was a knife off to the distance. I did not approach it or even go. Okay. Let me just turn off my alarm.
Sure, no problem. Now you say a knife. Can you describe that knife? Or do you recall what
it was? I didn't get a good look at it. It was certainly larger than a you know, like a small kitchen knife. It looked sizable, but I merely glanced so that I didn't walk that way and disturb anything.
Did it appear that it might have been in play in this scenario?
It appeared to be dark with what I would assume was blood.
Okay.
It was a quick glance.
And you mentioned kitchen knife. Did this knife appear to be a kitchen knife, or did it appear like a folding knife of some sort? Or
it appeared to be a fairly large size knife.
Okay.
That's all I saw. Okay.
And whereabouts in proximity to the person on the ground, would you say, if you had to estimate?
Probably, I believe it was more toward his feet.
Okay.
I know, because we all entered on the very south side of where the victim was lying.
Okay.
We saw blood splatter, so we were trying to avoid walking in anything. So I think everything that we weren't supposed to be near or touch was kind of to the north of us.
Okay.
But I gave it a cursory glance just so I didn't step on anything.
Okay. Was it within a couple of feet or?
I couldn't.
Okay.
Honestly.
That's fine. That's fine. Was there anything else that you saw on the ground, item-wise?
Not that I can recall.
Okay. You mentioned blood spatter on the ground. When was it that you first noticed that? When you got close to the body?
When I got close to the body, and then as we left, I noticed that on that north sidewalk there was a lot of blood.
Okay.
Because I believe when two of the SO deputies showed up, they were walking toward where the blood was on the sidewalk, and we mentioned, hey, there's blood there, don't walk there.
Okay.
And that's the only thing that grabbed my attention, is it looked like they were headed to walk through where the blood was.
So is that on the north sidewalk then?
The north sidewalk.
So would that be on the passenger side of cars parked on that north street?
Yeah, that would be on the passenger side.
Okay.
So all of our traffic was more on the south side of the street. We were kept to that side.
Okay. In the street, not on the sidewalk?
In the street. We approached in the street.
Okay. And let's see. I think I didn't ask you on tape, but are these the boots that you
Same
wore
boots,
that day?
Okay. Yes.
And what brand are they? Do you know? By chance?
Either Magnum or 511. I have two different pairs.
511.
511s, yeah.
And do you know about what size you wear?
Lady 6.5.
Okay. And before I go today, I'm going to take some photos of those.
Sure.
Just as a precaution in case at some point there's a foot impression in blood or something. Did you happen to notice whether or not you guys may have stepped in any blood?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
We were pretty cautious when we walked up.
Okay.
And we tried to retrace our same steps coming back.
Okay, perfect. So once you, I believe, declared
officially pronounced him deceased.
Made the official declaration, but it was a group decision.
It was, because there was some discussion about policy. There's another policy that's in play with whether we're 20 minutes from a trauma center or not.
Okay.
And anyway, there was some discussion of that policy, and then there was also the discussion of the policy based on the rhythm we see on the monitor.
Okay.
Right.
So once you pronounced, I'm assuming you guys left back to your ambulance?
We backed off. We did not go back to the ambulance right away.
Okay.
Because we realized there's going to be some questions from the police side of things as to who pronounced and what time.
Gotcha.
So I just remember holding onto the strip so I had marked the time. And I believe I gave it to because...
Okay. I think I was told 6:38, I think.
Yeah, it's time stamped.
Okay.
But it's not our monitor, it was... So I just remember hanging out on the strip so we had the time documentation.
Very good.
So we hung out for, I believe, another 15 or 20 minutes before they released us.
Okay. And were you up by the body, or had you moved?
I backed away from the body, and we were headed back to the ambulance, and said, wait, I think they're going to want you guys to stay.
Okay.
At some point, so that we didn't get our ambulance trapped, because we were all facing west, and that's a dead end.
Right.
At some point when I got permission to move some crime scene tape, there's a driveway to the very east end where the street corner is.
Okay.
There's a driveway that I, with a backer, was allowed to back in so I could at least get the ambulance turned around in case we had another response. I didn't want to get stuck.
Okay. And then from that scene, you returned back here?
From then, we were cleared. We came back here. We did not have any other calls.
Okay.
And we did shift exchange, and I left... Get here and did some paperwork with the intern. I left. It was my birthday, so I wanted to get out of here.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, lousy morning birthday.
Wow.
So I didn't stay.
And
that's why I didn't really hear a lot of discussion as to what even happened.
Okay.
So.
Well, is there anything else that you think we might want to follow up on or that we should know? No? Okay.
Nothing that I can think of that stands out. I know the shirt was cut.
Okay.
To expose his chest. I did not do that. I don't remember if it was... I remember saying, wait, are you sure? Because, again, we are not supposed to, you know, try... Minimal impact to a crime scene. But I guess photos had already been taken and they had gotten the okay to cut his shirt.
Do you recall seeing any injuries on the scene?
I recall seeing blood around the area of his heart.
Okay.
And I remember seeing some blood on the abdomen.
Okay.
I remember seeing some blood across the neck. I did not actually stoop down and get close to him.
Okay. How far away do you think you were at your closest?
Probably 8-10 feet, maybe.
Did you notice any injuries on his extremities, legs?
I thought it looked like what might be blood on his hands or wrists, but I didn't get any closer to see if that had anything to do with his own blood or or another injury.
Okay. And speaking of his own blood, did anyone else get treated at the scene?
No.
No officers or...
No one asked for treatment.
Just
we did not talk to anybody
else. Just
the
one individual that was on the ground.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you. Appreciate your time.
Okay. And do you want to take...
We'll get photos.
Okay.
I'll get
all
those
right,
all together, I think, at the end. I think I'll talk to...